not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say yeah.
You created me to worship.
Oh yeah.
did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in you. Create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily, so I'm gonna leave it all right here. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. I will trust in you, Lord. Well, good evening, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. And yes, this is Pastor E. I'm not sure if what is going on. I know we're missing our host, Minister Sir Ryan. I know he's been having some difficulties with his phone lately. We're praying that he'll come on board. But what a day it is to just rejoice in the Lord without even being planned or having a topic or a subject. You know, we're going to another place tonight. It's that last call. This is that last call, that last hour for all of our covenant partners that are connected with the Now Network, P2P Ministries, and all of our covenant ministries across the nation that we're crossing over into a new season of 2018. And yes, we've taken the processes of leaving the hole behind, and we've gotten to a new position where we're looking for things not seen before, not heard before. And when it's starting to look familiar, we're already throwing up signals and warnings to say, wait a minute, hold on. That's looking so much like it used to. Thank God that he is a God of accountability. Thank God that he is a God of structure and of order. And that if we will follow him, oh my God, if we will follow him according to his will and not our will, we can have and we can do exactly what God has said we can have. We can have a new life. That basic scripture for those that are connected. 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone, well, first there, let's go back to 17. It says, therefore you must now take acknowledgement. If anyone, are you or have you making the decision to be the anyone? And then once you become the anyone, that means I'm just like you, you're just like me, and we're no there's no separation, there's no respecter of person, there's no big, no little, no left, no right, no up, no down, no east, no west, no north, or no south. There is oneness in the anyone. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes, see, those are the any ones that we're trying to talk to today. Those are the any ones that we want to reach tonight for the next 24 hours on the crossover. This is who we want to reach, are the any one. And if I've shared before, the any one starts nowhere but with me, because that change that I desire to see, that change that I want to experience must first begin in me. So yes, if anyone, and that is just a declaration point for us, family, to say I am just anyone. I'm no greater than anything. I'm no bigger than this. I'm no littler than this, but I am just an anyone. That gives us an equality in submission, not in stature or in title or in what we call our inheritance, those things we think that are owed to us, but just to say we stand in the place of the anyone. Now, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. It didn't say that it will be, it could be, it can be. It says is. That word is a word of completion, already done. If he is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. See, it means anyone is, meaning you're not trying to get there. Remember, finished. You're not trying to complete. You've already completed. You are in. That's the is factor. Is in Christ. He is, oh, that's the it factor, a new creation. Have you declared it in your life that you are a new creation? Because now things start to change. Now things start to rearrange. Now things become transformed because the Bible says old things have passed away. Behold, oh, Jesus, I love this scripture. I can preach this every day of the year. Behold, all things have become new. Some of you looking for next year, and some are looking for to come over on after January 1st. It can be new right now when you see new by being in Christ Jesus and knowing you are a new creation and your past is no longer your past because it has been put behind you because you repented. You've turned yourself completely away from yourself. And you've turned yourself completely to God. Oh, yeah. What do you do when you turn completely from yourself? You get rid of sin. That's our principle of getting prepared is we must leave the old behind. You cannot go over to the new side. If you're dealing there, I say, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. There's somebody on this line now or going to listen to it in about an hour under the sound of my voice that is still dealing with some old stuff, talking about going over to the other side. And then when the celebration and the horn sounds from the crossover, you're going to be like, well, why are they getting it? I'm not. Because you did not leave it all behind. You say, well, what do you mean? Yes, I did. Well, let me just break down a few factors that are very important to me that I have to continually check my cell phone 24 hours a day, 60 minutes an hour. Ooh, Jesus. To keep myself in check that I have left my sin behind. Have I really left my fears behind? Has unforgiveness been left behind? Has past failures been left behind? Have your lost dreams been left behind? Have your unfinished commitments been left behind? See, that's someone who's new in Christ Jesus. Because it's no longer what it used to be. All things have what? Become new. Quick breakdown. We're going to be talking about this tonight several times. Because when you leave the old behind, you can now receive the new. What is new? Something never, ever done before. A new beginning is something that hasn't begun before. It's a new beginning. A new season is something that's never been seen before because there's a new season. But now I must operate in order. In my seasons. Now, I'm going to break this down just real quick as a reminder for some of us. Don't overtake more than you can handle. The Bible says that God won't put more on you than you can. But how much do you put on yourself? We always overcommit ourselves. We all overstretch ourselves. We always overtalk ourselves. I think that's the biggest problem we get in trouble. We overtalk ourselves. And it's not that we don't have the right heart or intention. It's just that we talk before we look at what we already have in line. See, that's still old. That's past failures. If you're doing stuff the way you used to do it, that's a past failure. If you're doing something that you never finished, that's an unfinished commitment. You cannot take it over and try to renew it or restore it or redo it. It has to be left behind. Oh, Lord, forgive me right now, Lord Jesus. We're going to have a humble confession right now before you, Lord. Anything, Lord, that slept through the cracks, we pray right now, remove it. We put it on the altar right now, willfully. And we are going to make ourselves let it go. We cast it all on you right now, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for our sins, for our fears, our unforgiveness, our past failures, our lost dreams, and our unfinished commitments, Lord, so we can do the right thing. And that is be new in you. That is be new right now. That is to have all things become new, because now I understand that my newness is about my obedience to you. Give me a new obedience. Give me a new dedication. Give me a stronger commitment, a deeper passion, a clear purpose with direct vision that I can produce results to please you, Father. Have your way in this place today. Create in us a clean heart and renew your right spirit in us, that we can vertically touch you in the spirit and have your will be done here on earth as it, there's that word, is in heaven. We thank you, we praise you, we manifest you for forgiving us. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, as we're talking about this crossing over when? No, not next week. When? Someone said that one of our partners, Pastor Dwight, he said, I'm ready now. I said, man, I've been ready all week. Ooh, Jesus. This fire, this word that is boiling up in my spirit. I've been ready for months. But that's me. See, we get so far ahead of God or get so behind God that we try to operate in our own time frame. We try to understand how the schematics should be put together instead of allowing God to really give us the steps for exercising our authority in the realm of the Holy Spirit. If you could turn your Bibles with me today, here. Let me check the board. I'm not even looking at the board. Let's see if Minister Sir Ryan is on here. This is going to be decent in order about it, but I don't see him. So we're going to continue. Hallelujah. And if someone else has a word or something you want to share today, dial one. I'm not going to be long. We're not going to be long because we have a journey. I need my intercessory prayer warriors to get together. If you want to be a part of that team tonight, we need you every hour. We need you every hour to be on that part of intercessory prayer for the 2018 crossover. We need you, especially in the first hour and in the beginning of every hour of the revival that we're praying. And I hope the biggest thing that comes out of this thing that we stronger prayer warriors for each other. Because I'm gonna be praying for each and every one of you that are going forward, and I'm praying that you pray for me also. If I get you to turn your Bibles real briefly to Ephesians chapter 3. If you just say this out with me, that God is no respecter of person. Just say that he loves me just like he loves you. Just say that. Ephesians chapter 3. And I'm going to read, as a matter of fact, yeah, thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to read from verse 1 until the Lord says different. But first, in this place, we want to understand that we are just anyone. And we have to understand that it's not by our will, our own way, and it's nothing that you can do. It has to be because of Christ. And only by Christ can I succeed. Because with Christ, I can do what? All things. But without him, I'm just be honest with you, I can do nothing. Everything I've ever tried, everything I've ever, you know, I've looked like Christ, sounded like Christ, and played like it was. But if it wasn't, it failed. There was no good fruit that came from it. Now, when you say good fruit produces great harvest where you continue to manifest fruit. You learn how to clean the leaves and prune the vine and water and nurture. So everything that was sown was not sown in good seed, did not produce harvest. But when we come to a place to understand that I can accomplish what God has set before me by, watch this, being obedient to a new place. And it has to be you. It has to be me that finally decided that this is something that's never going to be ever seen before. The new person you'll see on the other side, you will be like, what happened to Pastor E? That is, I'm so on fire right now, holding back because I know the release is coming, that there are going to be many to say, what happened? Well, most of you are going to know. It's the new position to be with God. Watch what he says in chapter 3 of Ephesians. It says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. Now, remember this. And we have to always make this differential, because when Jesus came, he came for believers. Yes, there were many instances where the Samaritans, the Gentiles, had benefits from Jesus and Jesus' teaching as examples, because he knew he came for all. But the reason he came was to save the Jews. And he had an assignment to save the rest. Watch this. This is what Paul came into. He says, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. He's talking to you. He's talking to me. All of us that have been part of this world of sin, we are a Gentile. I'm not a Jew. I'm not Jewish, and neither are you. Well, maybe there may be one or two on here, but for the majority of us, we are all Gentiles. Look at what Paul is trying to tell us. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, talking to you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mysteries, as I have briefly written already, by which you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now, I said this earlier, that when we're getting into the anyone, it has to be not by your vision, not by your purpose, not by your passion, not by your commitment, dedication, or obedience. It has to be of Christ, because everything is a mystery until it comes from Christ. Watch what he says in 5, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. And it has now been revealed by the spirit of the holy apostles and prophets that the Gentiles, oh, he's talking to us, should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. See, it all comes from him. And it must be recognized, it must be his power. Because watch, he has a revelation for you here. Verse 8, to me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now, oh my God, the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which was accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. In him whom we have boldness and access. Don't you remember I said, when you cross over into the believers, you now have full boldness and access. You're not just the available. You crossed over into the anyone who has access and boldness. Watch this. With confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. But for this reason, I bow my knees to the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, from the whole family of heaven and in earth his name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with the might through his spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend, watch this, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, the height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Oh my God, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. This is so dynamic because, first of all, it has to come from God. And you have to make the decision to go over. You have to make the decision to get rid of everything that is going to hinder you or contaminate you from being in the place where God dwells. I don't know if you've noticed it, but when I was not doing how God wanted me to do, and I didn't have a spirit of God dwelling in, God was watching out for me, but he was far from me. Bible says God will not have any interaction with darkness. He doesn't have to. He already sent his son to do it for him. God does not have to be crucified or buried or risen. He sent his son that it would be done for us, not for him. But now, when you have received him, watch this, the anyone, the new creation, the old passed away, the all things become new again. Now you can comprehend. What does comprehend mean? You can understand. What is understanding? Wisdom. What is wisdom? Knowledge. What is knowledge? More wisdom. What is wisdom? More understanding. What is not? That's the word of God. That we could comprehend with what? All the saints. See, he's not looking for you to be better than me or me to be better than you. We all have the ability to comprehend. When we submit ourselves to the Spirit of God of the anyone. And say, right now, I'm nothing but the anyone. And the closer I get to him, I'm just nothing but the anyone because I just want to be close to him. When? Right now. That I could comprehend with all the saints, not how much money, not how big, how many buildings, not how many people, not how many conferences, but that I may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height. Now someone says, well, why are you going here on this? What is the width, the length, the depth, and the height? What do you know that all four of those dimensions are a part of? This world, yes. Everything you look at right now, just look around you. No matter what it is in front of you, no matter what purses, car, whatever's in front of you right now, TV, or phones, everything that you see was made by how wide, how long, how deep, and how high. See, we're supposed to be able to comprehend the things of this world because we know it's a physical thing. You can learn how long. You can learn how high. But can you comprehend with all the saints that we are in the same agreement that this means nothing, but the Spirit of God is everything that we need? That we now know we can ask anything according to his will. Lord, I need a house. That's not his will. Ooh, I need more love. I need more presence. I need more you. And less of me. See that elevation of knowing how to exercise my authority. It comes from knowing that God gives life and life more abundantly. He don't just stop right there. You have to know that to be walking in the light, you have to be spiritually, mentally, physically ready for battle at any given time. And in battle, you have to know you got to submit to some authority, even in battle. There's always a general. There's always a lead. There's always another echelon of leadership. And we have to resist. We have to assess our situations. We have to maintain consistent relationship with God. It can't be a part-time, we're doing this just for the 31st to go over to the 1st, and then tomorrow, no, you have to stay consistent. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal. They have nothing to do with physicality, the lift, the width, the height, and the depth. Because your word and your words carry power. See, when you put on the whole armor of God, you now understand it's not about anything physically. It's about that girding up in the with truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the gospel of peace and the shield of faith and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. See, those are the things of the spiritual, not the carnal. And we know in Ephesians 6, in verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That I now can get, I'm starting to really understand the word of God because I'm making it personal. And now I'm working it personally. And I'm joining with like-minded believers that are pushing me and holding me accountable and calling me out. Not about my hairdo or this, about that. No, about my spirituality and where am I standing, not in the sight of man, but in the sight of God. See, crossing over is I don't want to really overextend anybody because we try to break this down and fix it where, you know, people don't get scared away and like, Pastor E's asking for too much. But to tell you the truth, crossing over is every day. Jesus. Every day is a new day. Tomorrow is not promised, and yesterday is done. Today is sufficient for itself. That's why he said in Mark 6 in 36, he said, first seek ye first the kingdom of righteousness. Where is that at? Heaven. Need to stay on my face more, huh? In heaven. That I know now that if I seek ye first the kingdom, watch this, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be added unto me. I don't have to worry about tomorrow. It says, watch this, therefore don't worry about saying, what shall I eat and what shall we drink? Verse 31 in Matthew 6. Or what shall we drink or what shall we wear? For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. You better worry about right now and learn how to build those seasons in your life that you can handle every obstacle, every situation that comes. Because let me tell you, when you start to plan, everything that you can imagine comes against you to distract you. But God, by keeping myself fixed in a season of now, I can see God win now. I can experience God win now. I can walk over with God win right now. And know that it's really not by power and might, but it's by the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. As I said, I'm not going to be here long today. This was. I just jumped in. I was going to play a replay, but then the Lord said, no, share a little as we get ready to go forward. And I'm just so thankful for all of the covenant partners that have shown up today. And, you know, you would think, everybody got the revival tonight. Nobody's going to listen. I see there's. I'm not even going to put a number. There are several people on the broadcast that I wouldn't even imagine. And if you want to speak out today, dial 1, get in. If not, we just encourage you to be with us tonight for the crossover. We got some awesome lineup going forward. And we're going to open up at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with worship, prayer, worship, intercession. We're just going to open the lines up. We're just going to get busy and get the spirit flowing. And then at 10 p.m., Pacific, 12 midnight on the Central Time. Apostle Barbara from Dallas, Texas will be crossing over in her message. And then after that at 11, we'll be having Evangelist Willette come on board. She'll be ministering in the time frame of the mountain time. And then at midnight, I'll be crossing us over here on the West Coast, and then it's on from there. It's just, it goes. And I believe in God is really going to be moving so mightily tonight. Please invite one. You can tell somebody, it's people that don't go out. It's people I heard that whether they're not moved, they don't want to go anywhere. They need to be on this broadcast, 24 hours of prayer, praise, and the word here on the Now Network. Good evening, woman of God, Minister Terry. How are you?
Blessed. Family, highly favored, and looking forward to tonight because, you know, I've been excited about it. So, like you said, you and Prophet Dwayne said, you're ready now, and I'm ready now too. I'm ready now to cross over and leave it all behind and take Jesus. I know Jesus, the Lord, has something new. And you know what, Pastor E, I was listening to you with Ephesians 3. Yes, you know, the more you get in his word, you learn to comprehend, but the more you be around like believers that's teaching the word, you will comprehend more just by reading the word alone. So, because I knew 3 years ago, I have to say, I didn't know the difference between Moses' law and Jesus' grace. But that's a lot of us, when you're starting and you don't read his word, you won't know. But I just pray that we don't perish for lack of knowledge. And I know I'm comprehending, and I thank you guys. I thank all the Town Network and all the ministries connected, because I listen. And when I listen, I can comprehend from what I'm reading his word. So I just say thank you, and I want to thank you, man of God, for what you've done to put this platform together for us tonight to reach so many people tonight, because like you said, there's people out there. They need to hear this, not going anywhere. This will uplift and enlighten and open eyes for everyone. And I tell you, I am so excited, and I know I want to stay up all 24 hours. I know it's going to be recorded, but I want to be a part. Amen.
Well, some of us don't have a choice. No, but we definitely gonna I'm riding through this whole thing, and regardless, and so someone was just saying, "Are you gonna get some rest today?" And I'm like, "I've been resting all week." You know, as I said, I didn't shut myself down when God told me to, so I had to really go into a rest period. And I'm really just feeling so strengthened now. I'm just excited that where God is about to launch tonight. So, God bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
Thank you for all your support.
God bless you.
And we'll be, oh yeah, it'll be on at 9 p.m. tonight. Love you.
Love you. God bless.
All right. Amen. Amen. Well, that's it for this show. Exalting Jesus. We missed Minister Sir Ryan tonight, but, God bless him. We know he's on tomorrow, in the morning at, I think 4 a.m. Our time, 6 a.m. his time. And we're looking forward to hearing him there. So, like I said, we're not going to hold you any longer. We want to definitely make sure everybody's on board tonight. And bring somebody by, or invite somebody. Just tell somebody, hey, you don't have to go anywhere. If you're not going anywhere, you scared to go to church, just call his number and listen. I told several people that. They say, just call. Yeah, just as you are, dressed as you are, wherever you are. I've been telling people, even the people, my message is this: if you know someone who's not going out, or know someone who went out and is on the way home from the club, give them this number that they can call if they need a word. No respect or pride to do is listen, and that could change everything. And so we're not trying to say this is just for church folks. This is for anybody that needs a word tonight. Share this with the world. Amen. Well, family, you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.